Good morning, Bianca. The rand moves a notch weaker as buying dries up.
Good morning, Howard. Yes, one would have actually thought that Mboweni's document that he released would have had a more positive effect on the local market. But unfortunately, what is going on the ground on Pretoria and Johannesburg is not doing the sentiment in South Africa any favors at all. And that is also being largely overshadowed by the global economic market at the moment, with all financial markets taking strain, not just currency markets.
Yeah, so it's interesting because we were talking about this earlier and we're saying it's obviously it was a tragedy that a taxi driver was allegedly killed by a drug dealer, but unfortunately the damage that that results from this globally, obviously which affects our economy is tremendous.
Absolutely. And I mean, you always hear financial professionals harping on about sentiment. Mm. And we often get questions, but you know, how is global market sentiment and what is it really? And I think the most basic way to understand sentiment on a very basic local level is how do we as South Africans, knowing that all of this is happening around us, feel when we wake up in the morning and our feet hits the ground, knowing that we have to go into this environment on a daily basis. And the same applies for global investors. That is what they look at and the feeling they get when they know they have to send money into a place like South Africa with all this volatility on the ground taking place.
Yeah, absolutely terrible. Really, really worrying. What's happening internationally at the moment?
We still have our focus on the trade war, as well as the fears of a slowing global economy. We are expecting that both the ECB and the Fed will likely cut interest rates in the coming months, but that has most likely already been priced in. We are expecting quite a bit of volatility this afternoon, though. There's a lot of data coming out of the US, including GDP, initial jobless claims, corporate profits, and consumer spending, and that will drive quite a bit of movement in the currency, while locally we are expecting PPI numbers, as well as a bit of data from the EU in terms of business climate.
Right, and what are the ranges that we can expect for today?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, poor liquidity in the overnight has actually driven the rand weaker. We are starting the day at 15.43 against the dollar, 17.10 against the euro, 18.83 against the pound, and 4.37 against the shekel. The next target is definitely 15.50, and that is really becoming a quick reality once again, especially given the volatility on the ground in South Africa and then the gloomy outlook globally.
All right, current values?
We are at 15.43 against the dollar, 17.10 against the euro, 18.83 against the pound, and 4.37 against the shekel.
That's Bianca Botha. She is Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions, bringing you this report every morning at this time.